We're delighted that we can host such an event here. I suppose we very much dreamed of all of this when we got the funding, et cetera, for the track here, that we could have international events like this here. And to see the turnout tonight and the quality of athletics on show here was absolutely tremendous. I think also in terms of the club here, it was, we saw a lot of, say, good role models for younger athletes. Like, we saw all our juveniles were around the track tonight. To witness this here on this occasion was tremendous.
Now, it was a great night for athletics enthusiasts, and for those people who maybe haven't seen much athletics, to see it live, you know, people doing 100 metres in under 11 seconds, it's a fantastic spectacle.
Oh, it is, and it's amazing what the human body can do when it's pushed. And I suppose when you drive around Letterkenny in the evening, you see so many people out jogging and out running, and you know, for them then to come down and witness this here at an even higher level again, I think it's tremendous. And I think, I suppose for me and for the club here, I think we're very much about building with the young people, and for the young people to witness this here and perhaps to say to themselves, maybe I could be part of it in the future. And I suppose we see that, like, tomorrow I think we have Mark English, that's on Saturday, running in the semi-final in the under 23 European Championships, and perhaps we're hoping that he may make the final on Sunday. But you know, it's great. That's the level that we aspire to, and that's the level I suppose all our young athletes should be looking towards.
Now, the big event, the hope was somebody would break the sub 4 minute mile. You don't get much closer than what we saw here.
No, you don't. And talking to John Peterson, the winner of the thing, John was here last year. He ran 0.54 of a second outside it he was last year. This year he was 0.07 of a second, 0.07 out. And he particularly had that last lap to do in his own, but I think John put on a tremendous effort. And I think, Chris, it was great to hear him saying, look, I'll be back next year if it's on, and I'm going to break it next year. So that's confidence for you. He says he's improving. He likes coming to Letterkenny, and he found the crowd very encouraging and gave him all the support that they could over the last lap.
Now, to put it in perspective, he was 4 minutes, 0.07, 0.07 of a second away from getting underneath. I mean, we're talking, what, the length of somebody's toe?
We're talking, I suppose, in terms of human terms, it's hard to, you know, comprehend what that actually means. 0.07 of a second, that's what he was outside. And the interesting thing about talking to John is he's ran 4 minutes flat on four occasions and hasn't just broken it. So it just tells you that he's just putting it to the very, very limit. But he's confident that the lad is that he's going to do it one day, and hopefully we may see it here in Letterkenny.
And finally, from a Letterkenny Athletics Club point of view, you've proven you can put on. This is now a yearly event, and Letterkenny really is on the map in terms of athletics.
I think it is, but it's down to, first of all, there's a number of factors. I think we have a great committee there, and led by Danny McDade and the Danny McDade track here. But I think our local sponsors, without the local sponsors and, say, Donegal County Council and all the people who put a little bit of funding, a little bit of help and resources behind such an event, that means so much, and it means we can run these things. We can take international athletes to Letterkenny. We can take their support, their family. It's good for the local economy, it's good for athletics, there's a feel-good factor around, and you know, we're very much excited about that and trying to continue that.
Michelle Finn of Lee Vale, a great performance for you tonight. Not only have you come third here, but you've achieved that qualifying time for Beijing.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy with that. That's kind of what we were aiming for, but I didn't really expect to actually do it, but I'm really happy.
Now, you had a pacemaker. Obviously, the pace was kept pretty steady throughout the race.
Yeah, it was perfect. I kind of sat in the back. I didn't really know the pace. I just knew the race was going to go fast, so I suppose I kind of stayed on the back of the pack of the pace, and then just when I could go, I just went.
And great to see three Irish girls getting that time.
Yeah, really good. I feel like we've gone to a lot of the same races and we've all been trying to do it and just missing it and trying to do it and just missing it. So to actually get it, it's great. I'm really happy.
And coming into this race here, I mean, it's very overcast. The wind was always a little bit of a worry, but it's just about held up.
Yeah, it was actually perfect. Maybe a tiniest bit of wind around that bend there, but it was perfect. As good as you get anywhere, really, actually.
And overall, the race itself, how do you feel it went for you?
It went perfectly. Like, I was definitely far kind of back on the pack for a while, but that's kind of what I planned to do. And then when I saw the clock with the last lap, I was like, if I actually sprint, I can get it. So I just, as fast as I could.
My name is Lebakin Sicily, the winner of the 100 metre.
Great. Well done. First of all, just a little bit of your background. Are you doing many races around Europe this summer?
Yeah, it's my second race in Europe. I think I got 4 to go. So, yeah, we'll see what God has in store for me.
And how have you done so far this season?
I struggled a bit. My normal season in South Africa, I struggled a bit. Started with got an injury from a hamstring, so it took me time to get myself going. But 10:36, my second race in Europe. I think I'm in the right path.
Now you have a PB of 10:08 tonight, 10:36. Not too far off it.
Yeah, not too far, but I guess there's still plenty of work to do there.
Yeah. And just a bit about the race here tonight. How was it?
It was a bit challenging. The first 50, the guys were on me, but I started to focus on what I do every day in practice. Then I executed the technique perfectly.